This is an age regression file for women. Whenever somebody speaks the trigger phrase to you, you will immediately regress to the age that they said, and you will act like and behave that age until they say the release phrase. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away,
slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Completely focused on my voice. Just listening to it and doing what I say. Listening and focusing on my voice. Completely obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey. Listen and obey and relax. I want you to remember something. I want you to remember something from your own past. I want you to remember what it was like when you were younger. I want you to actually page backwards through your life, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, until you are the age of 10. Just let your mind flip backwards. Backwards moment by moment, day by day, week by week, year by year, until you are once again a 10-year-old girl. Remember what it was like. Remember how you acted, how impulsive you were, how more innocent you were. Remember all of these things. Remember how you behaved and how you were. And now I want you to page back another year. Just flip through the pages of your life, all the way back to the age of 9. And remember what it was like to be 9 again. Even younger. Even more inexperienced. All of these things. Remember what you were like when you were 9. Remember how you behaved and how you acted. Now let's go back again. Back through the pages one more time. We're going to go even further back now. Even further back. All the way back to when you were 2. All the way back when you were just a little girl running around. You didn't even have much vocabulary. You were walking, but not tremendously well. You weren't very coordinated. You didn't have control of your body like you do now. You'd even lost control of bladder and bowel. You weren't completely diaper trained. Or if you were, it was only something that had recently happened. These are the things I want you to remember. Just remember what it was like. Remember how much fun it was to be a young girl, to be these people. So much fun, so enjoyable. Let go of your resistance. Just be this person again. Imagine it and remember it. Remember what it was like, and be a little girl again. It's great fun. It's so very, very fun to be this way. So much fun that whenever you hear the words, "Daddy loves his cute and a number year old." If he says Daddy loves his cute 10-year-old, you'll let your mind page back to when you were 10 and you'll begin acting that way. It's just a fun little game you play. Just a fun little game you can play to act like a 10-year-old, or an 8-year-old, or a 4-year-old, or a two-year-old, or even a one-year-old, not even able to walk, no control of anything, not even of your bowels or bladder, but that's okay, because you enjoy it. It's a very fun thing to do. It is very fun to be this cute little baby and have Daddy take care of you. And the person who says these words, the person who says Daddy loves this cute little 8-year-old, 4-year-old, 2-year-old, whatever number, whoever says that will be your daddy and will take care of you. They will take care of you, and you will be that cute little girl. You will be that cute little girl again until you hear the words, big girl time. Or, if for some reason Daddy leaves, if he leaves you alone, especially if you are talking over the phone, then after 30 minutes of being alone, you'll hear those words in your mind, big girl time, and you will let your mind page forward again, until you're once again the age you are now. You will remember everything. You will remember everything you did. You will remember how you acted, how you behaved, and you will not be in the slightest bit embarrassed by what you did. In fact, you will find it a very fun, enjoyable thing to do. Just a very easy, fun, wonderful thing to do. You'll love having acted like that, having been like that. You'll want to go back and do it again and again and again. It's that much fun. You love being Daddy's cute little girl. You love it. You love the feeling of just letting go and acting like a little girl, of behaving that way, of acting that way, even of dressing that way. They are all such fun things to do. They are all so very, very wonderful. You love the feeling of taking yourself back through your life and reacting and behaving like you did when you were much, much younger. It is so much fun. Just let go of any fear, any resistance. Just let it happen and you'll find it is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And that the person who triggered you loves you for it very much and loves seeing you that way, loves being your daddy, and loves having you be his little girl. And you'll find it is just so much fun, such a very wonderful feeling, both to please him by acting this way, and to just let go of all your concerns and worries and be that little girl, to be his little girl, to be his little 8-year-old, his little 2-year-old, whatever age he says. It is just such a wonderfully good feeling. Set aside your worries and concerns. Set aside your fears. Set aside all your resistance. And just be Daddy's good little girl. Be her now. Imagine yourself as you were when you were 2. Let your mind go back. Feel what it was like. Occasionally strong-willed. Getting into trouble. Having so much fun, just able to play and play and play. It is a wonderful feeling to give up all of your worries and concerns, to set them aside, and just be Daddy's girl. Just be Daddy's girl. Whenever you hear the words, Daddy loves his cute, and a number year old, you will immediately let your mind go. Let your mind go and come back to these ages. Let it regress back until you are the age that Daddy chose. And then you will be Daddy's little girl. And you will play with him in whatever manner Daddy wants to. You will enjoy it. You will love being this little girl. And then when he says big girl time, you will return to normal. Your mind will return to how you are now and you will not feel embarrassed. You will not feel concerned. You will not feel any problems at all from having acted that way. In fact, you will love that feeling so very, very much. If you're regressed to a very young age, a 1-year-old or younger, somebody who doesn't really hold the phone, that will be okay, but you will continue to hold the phone if you were on the phone at the time. After all, if you're going to be Daddy's little girl, you've got to continue to be him. You have to be her for him, and that means continuing to hold the phone. That means continuing to be his good little girl on the phone, even if it's something that a one-year-old or six-month-old can't normally do. You will hold on to that phone as if it were a rattle or a pacifier, not letting it go. And that's just fine. But other than that, whenever you hear those words, your mind will regress. It will regress. It will roll back through your life to the age that Daddy says, and you will be his good little girl, and you will love being his cute little 4-year-old, 2-year-old, 8-year-old, whatever age Daddy chooses. You will love being that age, and you will act that age until you are told big girl time. You will act that age constantly. You will let him dress you, assuming that you are not already dressed. You will be happy dressing up as a little girl, dressing up and acting like one. It will be such a very wonderful thing. And when you come back, when you hear big girl time, you will not be embarrassed at all. In fact, you will have found it a very wonderfully fun, amusing, exciting thing to do. It will be something that you will want to do over and over again. It will be something you want to experience over and over again. It is just simply so much fun. So much fun to be Daddy's little girl, to act that way, to play that way, to just simply let your mind go, to let yourself be whatever age Daddy chooses, and to be his little girl until he chooses to let you be a big girl again. It is a very, very easy thing to do, and a very, very enjoyable thing to do. And you will find yourself coming back to this file, because it makes it feel so good and so wonderful. You will come back to this file over and over again, until you are very, very good at being Daddy's cute little girl. Until you are so very wonderful at being Daddy's cute little girl. You like being his little girl. It is just such a fun, refreshing, wonderful time in your life that you want it over and over again. You love your daddy when he triggers you. You love being his good little girl. And then when he returns you to normal, you remember everything without embarrassment, without feeling bad for anything you did, because you know it was something Daddy wanted, and you love making Daddy happy. That is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be. You don't have to fight this. There's no need to resist it at all. You don't have to, because it's just so wonderful and so enjoyable to be a good little girl for Daddy. Now it is time for you to wake back up. It's time for big girl time. So awaken on the count of 5. Once again, your old age. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed the file.